Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today is June 21st and we are on day 2 of our travel article for this month. And in the studio, I have two friends of mine. We have Gordon and Albert. How are you guys today?
Yeah, I'm feeling very good. I'm happy to learn more about Costa Rica.
I'm also excited about continuing our adventures in this rural countryside.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we learned a lot about Costa Rica. We learned yesterday that it is wedged between Nicaragua and Panama. It is a country in Central America, and it is well known for its water sports and beaches. But there's something that has been gaining traction recently, and what is that?
Well, there is a new kind of tourism that is becoming very popular. It is agritourism, which you can see in the title of our article. And this is agricultural tourism. It's visiting farms in countries where you go visiting and getting to know the local people and their way of life.
That's right. So it's about going out into the countryside and experiencing more of nature rather than staying in the city and experiencing more of the urban life. All right. Well, we visited several places yesterday with our author. They started in the capital, San Jose, but they quickly left and left the crowds and the traffic behind. And where did they go?
They went to the Central Valley, where there was hiking trails and along volcanoes, through cloud forests, or what we call fog forests. And, you know, they were able to get their hands-on experience with what it is to live a little bit more of a basic lifestyle, like a farmer, milking cows and stuff like that.
Yes. And where was their first stop on the agritourism tour?
Their first stop was at Fred Eleche, which we learned about yesterday, and it sounds a great little place where you can try all these food that they produce there and then. And I think my mind was definitely in my stomach yesterday, and we learned about some cheeses and strawberries that they grow there.
That's right. Okay. And then they went to a family-run coffee plantation. A plantation is a type of farm, and the coffee plantation is where they grow coffee beans, right? And so this area of the world is well known for its coffee. And they headed to a special lodge. Now, this lodge was built with certain people in mind.
It was built for coffee lovers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sign me up. I love coffee. Each morning they deliver a fresh pot of coffee. And, you know, it's like it combines modern conveniences with rural touches. So you feel like you're still part of the scenery or you're still part of the country.
Right. So it's usually you think of the countryside, you know, it's kind of undeveloped and you kind of feel that, you know, there are not a lot of the modern conveniences. And so maybe a lot of people may not enjoy that, but this lodge combines the modern conveniences, as Albert was saying, modern conveniences with the rural touch. So you kind of get a little bit of both worlds, which is nice, right? So when we say that something is built with something in mind, or something is done with someone or something in mind, it just means that as they were building it, they were thinking of these people, right? They were trying to create this place for them. And one of the nice touches that they offer is a fresh pot of coffee brought to your bungalow each morning. That sounds nice. All right, well, let's see where else and what else our author did in Costa Rica. Please join us at the middle of page 31, right under the number 21 for today's date, and we'll continue our adventure in Costa Rica.
Later in the week, we visited the Don Juan Educational Farm in La Fortuna, where we took a tour led by a machete-wielding guide who explained how this sustainable organic farm works. Farm stays. In addition to farm visits, you can experience farm stays, like the one we enjoyed at Rancho Margo, a sustainable eco-lodge in the shadow of the Arenal Volcano. It's an extraordinary place. The resort's accommodations are mostly small, rustic but comfortable bungalows, each tucked away in its own small patch of jungle garden. No screens or air conditioning here, just mosquito nets and ceiling fans. Sit on your bungalow's porch, and you'll feel you are alone in the rainforest, with brilliant crimson flowers that stand out against the teeming greenery, and lively bird calls echoing nearby.
All right, so we get a very descriptive description of this trip and the place that they visited. Later in the week, they visited the Don Juan Educational Farm in La Fortuna. Again, this is a Spanish-speaking country, so a lot of the place names do have a Spanish tone to it. So Don Juan Educational Farm in La Fortuna. And they took a tour led by whom?
A machete-wielding guide. Now, a machete is a cleaver, a large cleaver knife. And usually when we think of these knives, we think of, like, horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, no, here comes the machete. But this knife is designed to cut away plant growth. Because
right.
Sometimes these regions, rainforests, they're really dense in flora.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to cut a path.
Right. Mm. So we think of people hiking through the forest or hiking through a jungle, use a machete. You know, farmers use machetes to cut things down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this guide is wielding, which means he's using it. He's holding it. He's wielding it and explaining how this sustainable organic farm works. Now, this word sustainable is used several times in this article. What does it mean?
Our definition for sustainable is causing little or no damage to the environment, and therefore able to continue for a long time. And it's that last part that's important there. The word sustainable comes from the word sustain,
mm-hmm.
Which is a verb, and that means to stay the same or to keep the same for a long time. So when we talk about something being sustainable, we mean that it can last for a long time. It's not going to be used up.
Right, yeah. And again, that is part of the attraction of this agritourism, is to be able to go out into nature and to experience a different kind of lifestyle that's different from the city. So it's important for these farms to be able to be a part of nature and to cause as little change or as little damage as possible. So I think this is really interesting to learn how these farms maintain their existence without causing much change to the environment. All right. So next we find out more about some farm stays. When we talk about a farm stay, we're talking about actually staying and spending time, a few days, on a farm. So you can visit farms in Costa Rica, but you can also experience farm stays. Where did they enjoy their farm stay?
They enjoyed it at Rancho Margot. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes, that's correct. Rancho Margot.
And I really like this because I feel like a few years ago I would not appreciate the idea of doing such a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other week I read about how as humans we have longer lifespans now.
Right.
But we're not as satisfied. We're working in offices. We have artificial lighting, mm-hmm. artificial filtered air coming in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... we're almost coddled, or it's like we're becoming soft. But whereas, like, many years ago, people who lived in the countryside, being one with nature, being one with their surroundings, and, you know, working with their hands, they were statically more satisfied.
That's right. So this Rancho Margot is a sustainable, again, there's that word sustainable, it's a sustainable eco-lodge in the shadow of the Arenal volcano. Okay. We talked about this word shadow yesterday. It just means that it's placed very close to this volcano. And, again, it's a sustainable place. So it's a place that is friendly to the environment. Right. And the author uses an interesting word to describe this place. What did they say about this place?
Yeah, he calls it extraordinary. Which means it is amazing, it's different from the normal, so it's extraordinary.
That's right. And the resort's accommodations are mostly what type of housing? Do they have hotels or what?
They have a small rustic but comfortable bungalows, each tucked away. I really like this word, tucked away.
Mm-hmm.
Like for Chinese New Year, I received a lot of red envelopes with money inside, and I tucked away the money.
Mm. Right, so you hid the money.
Yes.
You still get red envelopes. That's nice.
No bitterness there.
No. Okay, going back to Costa Rica, we see a picture of Rancho Margo at the top of page 31, and you see that small, rustic but comfortable bungalow, and you see it how it's surrounded by a lot of foliage, right? So it's surrounded by a lot of plants, and so that's what it means when it's tucked away in its own small patch of jungle garden. Now, it doesn't sound like it gets very cool there, right? It says there are no screens or air conditioning, just mosquito nets and ceiling fans.
Yeah, so you may be a little bit uncomfortable if it gets really warm in the day, but it does describe how at peace you're going to be in this wild environment. As you said, you're surrounded by the plants, and there's a lovely description at the bottom of this page here about sitting on the bungalow's porch and just feeling alone in the wonderful natural environment.
That's right. So a lot of nature, right? So no screens, just wide open windows, fresh air, cool breezes, and ceiling fans, which is, again, very friendly to the environment.
Right, and I just want to remind our audience, our listeners, that it says brilliant crimson flowers. Crimson is just a very strong and vivid red.
That's right. But the red is stands out against green, right? So mm-hmm. It says it stands out against the teeming greenery and lively bird calls echoing nearby. When something is teeming, it means there's just a lot of it,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's a lot of the green and the red. So it sounds like a very beautiful place visually as well as audibly, right, with the birds calling.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a really great place for all the senses. All right, let's continue our journey. Let's turn the page to page 32 and continue our reading.
This is an accessible, ingenious, human-scale example of how far a resort can take ecological sustainability. Rancho Margo grows its own vegetables. It also raises livestock for meat and dairy, generates methane for cooking from the animal's waste, uses compost ovens to heat water, and cranks its electric generators with hydropower from the streams that rush through the property. It even makes its own soap. Visitors can see it all, and you'll surely walk away wondering, why doesn't everyone do that?
So this Rancho Margo sounds like a very, very interesting place, right? So we were talking about the idea of sustainability earlier, and this gives us an example of how this place remains sustainable, right? This is an accessible, ingenious, human-scale example of how far a resort can take ecological sustainability. Okay, let's just pause on that sentence there. It's a very complicated sentence. When I first read this article, I had to read it several times. All right, so let's break it down. So first, do me a favor and take out the adjectives. Accessible, ingenious, human scale. All right, we'll take that. We'll talk about that later. If you take that phrase out, basically the sentence becomes, this is an example of something. All right, so that makes it a lot simpler. This is an example of something. So we're looking at an example of sustainability, all right? Ecological sustainability. Now let's talk about those adjectives, all right? Accessible. What does accessible mean?
It means it's easy to get to. We can go there. We can go there on holiday. Accessible also maybe being used here to say it's realistic. It's something we can do.
Right. All right. It's something that is easily done or easily gotten to.
Within reach.
Right. Within reach. Okay. And ingenious. What does ingenious mean?
Something it's usually of a person. It's like very clever and skillful or of a thing is like cleverly made, planned, or involving new ideas and method.
That's right. Okay, and human scale, meaning that this is something that people can do. Okay, so these are the adjectives that are describing this example, and the example, and what is it an example of? It's an example of how far a resort can take ecological sustainability. Now, this phrase, how far someone or something can take someone or something, what does that mean?
Well, it's just how much you can do. How sustainable can this ranch get?
Right. Just what level can it reach, right?
Yeah.
How far can it take this sustainability, all right? And we see some examples of how far it can go. Rancho Margot, what do they do at Rancho Margot?
They grow their own vegetables. You know, usually these places being ranches or resorts, they'll order it from somewhere else. And
yes.
By ordering it from somewhere else, they have to have it delivered.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these excess waste, in a sense, because gasoline produces emissions.
Right.
So they grow it at the place.
Right.
So you're using the land that they have. It's going to be fresh. Less things will be rotten or spoiled.
Right.
They also raise their own livestock. And livestock is usually just animals for food.
Right, like cows and sheep. And pigs, things like that.
Mm-hmm. All
right, so they raise livestock for meat and dairy. Now, vegetables, meat and dairy, this seems very,
conventional
for farms and for ranches, right? Well, what's interesting next is how they generate something. What do they generate?
Yeah, they have some modern techniques here. They generate methane, which is a gas that is used for fuel.
Okay.
And they generate it here for cooking. And they make it out of animals' waste. So they're using everything they have at their disposal.
That's right.
They have the livestock for meat and dairy, and then those animals produce waste, and they go, hey, we can make something out of this. Sounds like messy work.
That's right.
Gordy uses the word, he says the word methane. I would say methane.
That's right. So again, another example of the British versus the American. Thank you, Gordon.
You're welcome.
Right. Yes. So basically they collect the gas that's
produced,
floating around, and they power things with it. That's really cool.
Exactly. So the animal goes to the bathroom, basically, and they collect that, and as that decomposes, it creates this gas, which is that smell.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't know, or maybe you don't ever think about it, but methane is actually, we use methane a lot, for cooking, and we use it, and actually it's used in rocket fuel.
Oh.
So it is something that is common, but usually we get methane from other things.
Really?
Yeah.
So this rocket that's going to the moon is powered by 1,000 cows.
Well, I don't know about that. But, actually methane is a gas that people do use, and so they use this. So I think that's really interesting, using what they already have to be able to generate some energy. And they use compost ovens to heat water and crank its electric generators with hydropower from the streams that rush through the property. All right. So, again, using what they have on hand and not necessarily bringing things from outside.
Right. It's a very efficient and sustainable and green way to generate power and make sure nothing goes to waste.
Right. And it even makes its own soap. And what's great about it is visitors can see how they do all these things, right? So they're not just doing it. This is the whole part of the agritourism thing. Like they make it so people can experience and they can take part in this process.
Right. I guess the idea is like, hey, you can still have the modern conveniences and luxury of, your urban lifestyle without giving up on anything. And you're also doing good for your neighbors, the planet, the animals around you.
Exactly. And I love it because it's not creating a lot of waste. It's using what you have and using a lot of the things and producing it on the spot, which is great.
Yeah, you can see this ranch is really working to become self-sufficient, which is another phrase you can use to describe a sustainable ranch in this case.
Right. So going back to how we started this section, you can see how this is an accessible, ingenious, human-scale example of how far a resort can take ecological sustainability. All right. Well, let's finish up our article. Please do join us at the middle of page 32 on the left-hand side. It says, an ideal trip.
An ideal trip. Agritourist projects have drawn increasing numbers of visitors over the last several years, according to the Costa Rica Tourism Board. More than 500,000 visitors participated in rural tourism projects in 2014. Compare that with 1.8 million of the 2.5 million international visitors in the 2014 coming for deep sea diving and nearly 825,000 who dropped some of their cash on the 125 companies that offer zip lining. For me, an ideal trip to Costa Rica would be one that combines rural tourism with either some beach time or the more active adventure options. Maybe both.
All right, so we started our article talking about how agritourism is gaining traction, right? It's gaining popularity in this area, and we see a little bit of the statistics here. Agritourist projects have drawn increasing numbers of visitors over the last several years, right? So how many visitors participated in the rural tourism projects in 2014?
Yeah, 500,000 visitors participated in 2014, so that's pretty impressive. They said that, well, the article says that 2.5 million people visited the country as a whole, and 1.8 of them went for the diving. So you can see there was a lot of people who went. Well, that's, what is that? That's one-fifth of the... of all the visitors went for the agritourism, which is quite a lot.
That's quite a lot, right. So again, 2.5 million international visitors visited Costa Rica in 2014. 1.8 million of them went deep sea diving, which is, again, another popular sport out there because of the water that it's surrounded by. And then how many dropped some of their cash on zip lining?
So around 800,000 dropped their cash. Now, it's an informal way of saying they left a deposit. They didn't literally just threw their money on the floor. I would hope not.
Right. When we talk about someone dropping cash, it means that they're spending money, right? So you might, during the holidays, drop some cash on some gifts. Right? So we see 825,000 went zip lining. And then so we see that 500,000 is actually a significant number of tourists that went on agritourism. Right.
Right, because this country is known for, like, adventurous activities, and, you know, zip lining being one of them, and rural tourism is catching up.
That's right. Now, the author ends this article telling us about their ideal trip to Costa Rica, and what is that?
So the author wants to combine some of the tourist options we've talked about over the last couple of days with some of the more traditional activities such as spending time at the beach or doing the adventure options like surfing and deep sea diving.
Right. I think I would agree with them. I think this sounds like a good vacation for me because then you get a little bit of the fun of the adventure, but you also get to experience more of the nature and the local culture.
Oh, I guess for me, after you know, going through this article with you guys and our audience, I realized, like, hey, if you go back a second time, you can get a different experience of Costa Rica. So maybe, you know, the first time you go for the adventure, and then you just fall in love with the country or whatnot, and you go back a second time, and you there's something else.
Albert is quite wealthy. He can afford several trips to Costa Rica.
Maybe he'll take us with him.
Well, apparently, when I'm there, I'm milking cows, delivering it to Gordon and his fiancée, Maddie.
Yeah, I hope that makes it clear that what I want to do when I go there is probably do this agritourism.
Yeah.
I think if I've only got a week or a couple of weeks, I think it sounds great. Get into the countryside, meet some of the people. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Let's go.
Yeah, well, it does sound like a really interesting and exciting place to visit. There's definitely a lot to see and do.
Yeah.
We give you some tips in the sidebar there on page 32 of what to do and how to get there if you do go and where to stay, so be sure to check that out. All right, friends, well, we are out of time for today. We would love to hear what you thought about our travel article. Please do write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com and let us know about agritourism. What do you think? What would your ideal trip to Costa Rica include? Would you rather spend your time at the beach doing the water sports, or would you rather go out into the countryside and experience some of this agritourism? All right, and also remember to check out our QR code at the top of page 30 and watch some of our features on this article so you can learn a little bit more. All right, well, that's about all we have time for today. Please do come back and join us again for our next article, and we'll see you next time. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.